Hi, I'm Keegan, and this is A Bunch of Gamers. This is our 146th episode of Werewolf the Apocalypse 20th Anniversary Edition, Return to Electric Peak. I'm going to go around and have my players introduce themselves.
I'm Tyler, and I play Kyle, also known as Guards the Low. He's a Philodox of the Children of Gaia.
Hi, I'm Sam. I play Cora. She's an Aruna in the Get of Fenris.
Hi, I'm Adam. I play Mark Guides the Fallen, and he's a Thurge of the Children of Gaia.
Hi, I'm Sean. I play Zeb, Speaks in Sweet Whispers. He is a Thurge of the Silent Striders.
Hello, my name's Thomas. I play Dimitri Howls in Memory, Lupus Galliard of the Bone Gnawers.
Hi, my name is George. I am playing William Groves Matrices. He is a rune of the Glasswalkers.
Last time, the Pax had to make their way across Colorado, attempting to find Earth Pillar and gain his trust and his aid regarding the perfect child, avoiding several Gru looking for them, and with the aid of Winds of the Mountain, the Pax finally started to get north. Dimitri Howls in Memory, using Dreamspeak to speak to the Garal, had agreed to meet them halfway to figure out what to do next. Though, before Dimitri could wake up, he was intercepted by the good doctor who spoke to him in his dreams. The Pax then move north and have now met up with Earth Pillar, who knows of an ally who can possibly help them near Electric Peak. Now the Pax must move north and continue their journey. And so you all have to start heading towards Electric Peak, which, once again, on foot, with the child, especially if you are letting the child walk a little bit on its own, given that the child is rapidly getting older.
Yeah, I think we need to let it, you know, teach it to walk, teach it to do some stuff while we're on our way there.
The journey will take 16 days to get into the vicinity, the general area, which means that you will need to spend a total of 5 Gnosis, and you will need to do at least 2 hunts for the child to regain all of their Gnosis.
Okay.
I think it stands to reason, maybe, that at any given point, there's one kind of Guru that's traveling in the physical world with the Garal, if at all.
Yeah.
And the rest of us, yeah, we're kind of making that pass back and forth. I think that's a judgment call if we want to even do that, or just be like, all right, dude, we'll meet you where we meet you. And that way he can do his own thing, we do our own thing. What do y'all think?
I think that'd be best, actually, for both parties, because we get that degree of separation now. We both have our objectives, but if anything happens to one party or the other, it could not oust the other, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I think we need your survival roll, pal, to help us find the right aminal to do our hunt.
Yep, perception survival.
All right.
Diff 6, please. All right, you're able to find something as you all hunt, take it down, and feed. The child getting the lion's share, of course, but you all regain full gnosis, except for the person who is with the Garal, who gets to eat real food, but more frequently. And you're able to find another one.
Woo!
Feed and regain gnosis. As you start getting closer to Electric Peak, Earth Pillar turns to who's walking with Earth Pillar.
I'm gonna say me, because okay. I'm gonna have used Brother Scent throughout this.
Okay.
So unless they're looking for someone on purpose who's out of place, won't notice me.
Excellent. That makes sense. And so you do that as Earth Pillar goes, we will have to speak to my friend first. She will likely have to distract the Guru of the Karen nearby by trying to talk to them. I don't know quite what her relationship to them is, but we will have to do something here in the physical world to convince her.
Well, we have been to this sept before. Fomori's Bane has. And we discovered and kept secret, until I suppose this moment, that they work often together. They have a close relationship, at least as close as could be considered, with the Garu and any other Pharah.
I see. Then it might be best to make sure that some of you stay behind.
Yes, I do think that that would be for the best. Again, particularly my pack.
Could I be made aware of your how you parted with this?
our ex-pack mate poked and prodded where she may not, where she shouldn't have, which is why we came to discover this. And although we've kept their secret, I imagine that they continued to be less than happy that we knew it to begin with. And because she then fell, and although we did warn them of her fall, it is possible that they hold that against us as well.
I see. Regrettable, but this is the closest Karen with anyone that even remotely might be willing to work with me. Unless you wish to go further north, but even then it would be dangerous, and it is a risk I don't believe I'm willing to take, as there are lands the Garal have that could possibly be used to bring your group through. But I would have to explain why I had brought 6 Garu to a place that had been hidden from you all for centuries.
No, I don't. You are already doing more than we ever could have hoped for us. I don't think to ask for more, and I trust your judgment in this.
Then let us go speak to her. I will wait here. You can go speak to your packmates and send the others over, and then we can begin walking to her lair.
So I shall then. Thank you, Earth Pillar.
As you go to a nearby puddle that is of a dying stream, and the difficulty here, because you're not in the bond proper, is diff 5. As Kyle pops into the umbra almost instantaneously, as it almost looks like Kyle falls in and then falls back out of the puddle, almost like he's a two-dimensional object that expands in perspective before arriving about 30 yards away from you all.
We have arrived at least as close as we're getting for now. The ill omens, if all of you or some of you wish to join Earth Pillar, he is going to speak to a Bastet to try and convince them to help us. But since we're known here, it's best that we not approach.
What do you think? You want someone in the conversation?
I think it would be safer for all involved. Don't step into that conversation. Any one of us could be tracked at this very moment, and going with Earth Pillar, I feel would just endanger both of them.
Yeah, it's going to be on the lookout where we are to make sure the people that we know don't come passing through here as they're heading from the Bond into the Sept.
At this point, we have to trust Earth Pillar to do right with the Cub.
I'm okay with hiding and trusting to this loosely termed ally.
Someone's got to go to the other side and tell him that.
John, I think this is you.
Now that we are here, I do think it makes sense for Fomori's Bane to take a back seat.
All right, I'll cross over.
All right, Jebediah, it is diff 5. As you pass instantly over, you see Earth Pillar waiting. Just you, then.
It wasn't even going to be me. We figured you would go in so we didn't attract any attention.
I understand that, but I do still want you, at least some of you, to meet her. She has very strong opinions, and I feel it is only right that she knows whom she is helping. I will go to her lair first and then come back to you and meet in a ground that she can run and hide from if others are searching for you.
Right.
Whoever is on this side of the gauntlet are the ones that I shall take with me.
All right. Part of this is out of character, so I'm not going to just be like, hey, Sean's going to go by himself. The logical part of me says the fewer the better, but at the same time, Zeb wants someone probably looking over his shoulder and watching out, even if they're not doing any talking.
I have no problem doing that. Yeah. As an Arun, I combat.
Well, and again, I think we, like we said before, we were going to play it. We're going to play mm-hmm. it, hold it back. So I think we're going to.
That's fair.
Pulling security. We keep an eye out. I can tell her that and be like, hey, look, you know, we have guys here. These two are on the lookout. This is all that's here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dimitri, you want to bring... Well, all right. Well, I'm going to go into the Umbra and get these two. I'll pop back over. Fellas, right. I'm going to have you two kind of pull security here while we meet with this changer, this Farah. I've never met her, but I know that there's some suspicion there. And if anyone catches sight, she's going to bolt, and then we're going to bolt. All right? And Earth Pillar can kind of, you know, make his explanation. Hopefully we didn't get him involved in some serious shit. But let's not... We've never met these folks before. I've had one sentence with Earth Pillar was begging for him to bring Kyle back to life. So everything else here, let's play it cool. We've been under a lot of stress the last few weeks, right?
Of course.
All right.
So who's leading y'all back? After all this many Umbra jumps, it has gone up to six due to the pattern spiders weaving...
I, in fact, typed in six.
Perfect. Instantly, as the group falls in, melds, and pops out, you guys wait for about 2-3 hours.
And like, we'll do a little circle around the area to make sure, like, okay, you know, security-wise. A little sweep.
Yep.
And I'll actually go ahead and use cyber senses to turn my vision into thermal.
Perfect. As you do that, you get a couple of heat signatures, but many of them end up being either deer, some moose that have left the park proper of Yellowstone down south, and some coyotes. As you wait, an Earth Pillar arrives. You three, very well. Follow me this way. You guys hoof it for about an hour and a half before you get, and you travel almost due west of your initial location. As you keep going, and you get closer to a dried riverbed, keep going, as the hills start to go back up, you go up the hills, and you finally get to a kind of rocky area as you see a puma sitting there. The puma gives a loud yawn before changing into a Native American woman. She sits and looks over you, her hair a bit disheveled and wearing fairly plain clothing that has been bound to her for some time. All right, Earth Pillar, who are they and why is this so important?
My name is Jebediah the Confessor. This is my pack, the Enigma Technique.
Pack?
There are two others that are pulling security here now. There are three of us in total. If anything happens, then we're all going to leave, and this conversation will never happen. I'll point in the general direction of where Dimitri is, and I'll point in the general direction of where William would be standing.
Kind of growls. You brought me Garu.
We're asking Earth Pillar for a favor, and in effect, that means we're asking you for a favor. Because I'm asking you for a favor, I'm willing to give you as many details as you'd care to have or not have when it comes to deniability that you're ever part of this. We are protecting something very important that many would sooner see die for no reason other than existing. We were going to ask Earth Pillar to be the one that would care for this cub, and therefore we had to ask you for an additional favor to ensure that this could happen, as there are many pursuing us right now.
What is it that you're hiding? Do you have a Pharaoh with you? They're going to be killed on sight.
I'm not going to make false equivalencies. What we have is what is deemed in our people to be the impossible. A Krenos born, born of Krenos born. That does not suffer the normal, what our people would call deformities, but I would say limitations, or other things that make it very obvious they are Krenos born. The term that we would apply would be perfect. To some, this is the harbinger of the end of everything, and they would sooner see it die before risking that the worm could possibly put it in its employ and service. We believe that it is entirely innocent, and that its destiny is entirely undecided by Gaia, and therefore should be safeguarded.
Innocent? It's not innocent, it's Guru.
I can't speak to anything other than the fact that the crime that this child is being charged with is being born. Any mistakes we make in raising it can certainly tilt that scale one way or another. I don't know if my people lack the faith to believe that we can raise it and it won't just become worm spawn. I can't tell you why suddenly people would turn against something like this. Again, I know what we're asking.
So you're asking me to save a devilish spawn that your people hate.
Not all, but enough that wield enough political capital to cow others through fear and intimidation.
The Shadow Lords hate it.
I'm sure there are more.
But them specifically. Do not dance around your words. You said you would give me all the information as openly as you could.
I know that there are portions of my own tribe that are also implicated in this. A few others. But yes, I believe it's primarily among the Shadow Lords.
That puts me in a difficult position then. That Karen is a Shadow Lord, Karen. And the Shadow Lords keep saying they want to make amends for what happened. And at least one of them, I believe them. The others, I think, are just trying to assuage their own guilt. And if I do something that betrays that trust, perhaps that guilt will evaporate all on its own. And where would that leave me?
I knew nothing, truthfully, of anything that was happening here until now you've told me. I know that would leave you dead. And there's little I can offer other than whatever debt you would call upon us to pay. Again, that's why we're asking. If the answer is no, then this conversation never happened. And I don't know your name, and we are on our way.
There might be something I can use you for.
I've been told I'm useful from time to time.
Depends on how many there are of you, but a group of Faustin Guru up north, from what I've heard from the Karen nearby, have found and reopened an ancient Karen that belonged to several of the Fera before being driven out when the Second War of Rage came to these shores, and it was plugged up.
Can you tell me how many?
5. They weren't very strong, and they weren't able to access the Karen's full power. But if you could drive them off or kill them so that the Fera could reclaim it and regain its strength.
You know what tribe these Gru were?
No, I honestly don't care. I know they aren't of the brothers.
So Karen up north, secret, formerly belonging to the Fera, that's been found by these Faustern, and they're unable to open it, but they're there, and that's problematic.
They found it in the Lizard Range, and they were able to open it to its basest of powers, but it's so much stronger.
If we succeed, how would we find you? Or Earth Pillar would?
Earth Pillar could, yes.
When did they find this place? Do you know?
Word came back here about a month ago. I doubt many Garu have heard about it. They just know it as a weak Karen. The only reason I know it's more powerful is because of what I was told.
We do not return then. We failed. And we will have never had this conversation.
Exactly. What you can do is you can send a spirit here. Just this spot. Make it a storm spirit. To make it look like a storm spirit has gone awry and reigns over this area. Have it rain here for exactly 3 hours. Not suspicious dealing. It's random. It doesn't seem natural, but I doubt it's anything that the other guru would sit in time. And if it succeeds in 3 hours exactly, I will know you have succeeded.
You want them gone, and you want to make sure that no others return?
Correct.
Very well. We will return, or we won't. Look for our signal.
Now, do you need access to the Karen if you've come all this way to speak to me?
We will, to interact with these Foster. And to do so is because the child that we have cannot cross on its own.
Very well. I can make up something, some bits of secrets I know, and I can call the Shadow Lords away from their home Karen. They'll speak to me about it. While they're distracted, you can go through the heart of the Karen.
Thank you. I will give her, Keegan, some of the prophecy pieces that we received when we moved about the stars.
Okay. You see her growing more visibly disgusted.
If you choose to use it.
I will choose. How to put this? Well, I'm curious now how many potential saviors of your kind have killed or prevented from ever being born. How many impossible children could have come about if not for you and your kind's lust to murder us?
I'm not going to trivialize the extent that that would be. I can only deal with this thing here now.
Very well. I'll go. You have 2 hours before I make the call.
Thank you.
As she moves away.
Kind of bring the guys back in.
Okay.
We'll have to cross back over and talk to the other pack about this. And I'll, you know, look at Earth Pillar. I'm assuming you'll be somewhere away from here while we handle this.
Yes, I'll be north of the Cairn, past the Bon.
Very well. Thank you for your help so far. We'll see if we can make something out of this, William. You heard what she said, Earth Pillar, about the Foster there in that area. Killing them is not really an option for us. We may need your help and another debt to incur if there is another avenue that we might use outside of what I think we can do. Being rather senior guru to tell those Foster to stay where they belong, while those greater in station handle this for the nation. But again, we know that you'll be headed north. We'll come to you if that should come to pass, but again, we won't tax you or your resources any further. But I would put the question if it was possible. This is that dire.
It is not with me. That was a gift. That was something I left with younger brother for them to do some strategic uses of it, especially on mineral surveyors for the pipelines, to make them forget about lab results and making them do the entire process over and over again, thinking that there were glitches in their computer systems.
Well, we are indebted to you then for protecting Gaia's body and face. All right then, we'll seek you north. And again, should we fail, then we never have this conversation with you either, and we will be dead. Thank you.
I'll be to the north. I assume you'll want me to see the child then?
When we come through?
Yes.
Yes.
Very well. I will see you then.
All right. Cross back over.
Cross back over. Takes 5 minutes. Pass through. You finally get there, and you start heading back to speak with Fomori's Bane. Luckily, you all have wings, so you're able to get there as quickly as possible. It takes, with the flying, about 1 hour and 20 minutes, so you have 40 minutes to prepare to try and rush the heart of the Cairn and then get out.
So my thought, we can all step sideways. We only need one person to rush it, and Zebulon has the speed of thought. Get in, get out. Not to mention the stealth that comes with Owl.
I tend to agree. I think it might make sense to have someone following, just in case, a backup, if you will, who doesn't necessarily need to run directly through the heart of the Cairn, can back out, back away, take a different route after they see Zeb go through.
At the very least, if it came to escaping the Cairn, I have a gift that can help me find the quickest route of escape.
I think that's smart, and you both being of Owl, you're both quite maneuverable.
And that's us and the cub. Me and the cub?
Sure.
Make sure I have that right.
Correct.
All right.
When we get close, Keegan, that's when I would stop. I would use Blissful Ignorance as a disruption for those who are actively searching for me.
Okay.
And then I would activate, Speed of Thought, Umbral Camouflage, and then Silence.
Perfect.
And then I'm also going to activate Prey Mind so that I can get a bonus to any dice rolls involving hiding, outmaneuvering, and escaping.
All right. Make your rolls.
Since Zeb has the cub, you can take the two dice. I'll take the one extra.
All right. So the first roll is really a pause and a stop, Keegan, for Blissful Ignorance and the disruption for active searching.
Okay.
And then this will be the run.
Perfect. As you guys start booking it, in the physical world, the rest of the group hear a mountain lion scream, which is likely the signal as you guys start moving to try and get to where Earth Pillar is and start going towards the heart of the Cairn. You two are able to get out without being noticed by the spirits, or at least the Cairn spirit, as the spirit seems to have a connection to the Bastet, and the spirit watches over you and ignores you. The other spirits begin to whisper amongst themselves, though to Dimitri it just sounds like wind as you guys shoot through the heart of the Cairn. Yes, and it's time to go.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We'll make our way around the Cairn.
And you start moving north to try and find Earth Pillar. Could I get a perception survival or if you're in Lupus form, Perception's Primal Urge. For one person, whoever has the highest.
I'll go.
Div 5 if you're in Lupus form, Mark. Div 7 otherwise.
All right, I am not in Lupus form.
You find the trail of Earth Pillar, and you are able to reunite with him.
This is the one we currently call Bites the Hand That Feeds, or Meatball for short. His real name has not yet been revealed to us, or at least decided upon. And I will hand him off to a much larger Korra to hang on to this boy, because we Zeb isn't sure how this is going to go.
Sounds like a plan.
I see. I do not share my companion's view that the child is not innocent. As he touches the child's nose, it snaps at his hand and he moves it back. Aptly named.
We thought it was appropriate.
Very well. I guess you are heading north. Shall I take the child then?
Korra's feeling a little bit like torn, because she knows that the child would probably be safer with Earth Pillar, but you know, she's kind of grown attached. You know, she'll just like pat its head, like a baby.
I mean, Kyle's only thought is that if anyone is searching for the cub by description, then they will still find the cub. And that's kind of what we're trying to avoid, right? The thing that the Bastet knows. And putting Earth Pillar in less danger is pretty high on the list of things that he wants to do.
Right, but you know, this is the point where when we go to those Fostern to try to either intimidate them or otherwise, probably better not to have the cub
with
us. And then, right, then this is the point where we either tell Earth Pillar we failed and we all gonna die and please run, or hey, now we can ask the Bastet for help and we're all better off.
Yeah.
My people have developed gifts to help us hide because of you.
Korra will kind of like just lumber the child. Well, actually, she'll set him down and have him try and walk over to Earth Pillar, you know, hand in hand.
Child walks on all fours like a wolf.
Oh, fair enough.
Moving forward as Earth Pillar nods and gently reaches down, grabs the child's hand while he shifts into Glabro, standing well over 7 feet tall now. His hands dwarf the child's, and he nods and goes,
"I'll move towards the hidden places, and this will help keep the child safe."
Hey, thank you. There are not words for how kind you've been, and for how little that kindness was deserved. Thank you.
My hope is, even if you don't return, there can be at least one Garu child who has been raised to understand the harm it has caused, and perhaps might be able to communicate that better to your people.
Korra will squat down and give Little Meatball a hug, regardless of the nips.
Little Meatball puts oddly muscular toddler arm around Korra, looks at her with confusion.
"We'll be back. Do what he says. Listen carefully and learn. We're not going to be gone long."
As Earth Pillar starts to walk away and you notice Little Meatball keeps turning their head back to look at you.
Korra will hold her own arms as they're walking away.
The child starts to like slow down and it turns and it kind of throws its arm back and tries to pull from Earth Pillar as he picks it up, and it just howls and snarls as he just holds it, and it just howls, not understanding completely what's going on, until it basically goes through the forest and vanishes.
"Don't worry, Korra, you're right. We'll be back."
"All right, time to go."
"All right, time to go. Let's find out how many days y'all traveling to get towards that cairn."
"We might need to just steal another car."
22 days of walking.
"We need to steal another car."
"I'm sure Dimitri could hotwire a car."
"Where do we need to go, Keegan, generally speaking?"
"You need to go to Lizard Peak or Lizard Range, which is in Canada, in Alberta, Canada. Just a couple miles north of the border."
"All right.
What's the difference in travel time with a vehicle? I'm sure it's immense."
"I'm sure it is. With a vehicle, yeah, it's a day. Well, plus trying to get through customs."
"Well, we can That's an Umbra.
How many miles is it, Keegan?
464 miles, roughly.
Yeah, we should definitely steal a car.
Well, I can use Messenger's Fortitude to do 3 days of constant running, and I'm just trying to figure out basically running speed times 24 hours, how many miles we'd cover in 3 days when we'd stop.
Well, if
you're all in Lupus, you'd be going much faster.
20 miles an hour?
So, at running speed, a wolf has between 31 and 37 miles per hour.
I will spend all 6 gnosis.
Okay.
And we will run until we get to the edge, and then I will depend on one of you to make sure that we hunt. Because I will have to go to sleep for a little bit, and then we will hunt.
I got your back on that.
All right. So basically rule is, Keegan, we do that, sleep, eat, and then we're back at it.
All right. Then for the hunt, I will need, since you're all in Lupus, what is your perception primal or wits primal urge? Looks like it's Mark. Diff 6.
I'm going to use a mulligan on that.
Alrighty. Good call. You're all starving. And if you don't get food soon, I do need to get frenzy rolls from everyone.
Ooh, could I spend a willpower for an auto?
You can.
Alright. I will spend one for an auto. So that's 5.
Perfect, because it is the 29th, so it would have been diff 4 for frenzy checks.
Ooh.
Or diff 3 in Grinos.
You're not you when you're angry. Hungry.
Well, I think all of you have some bonuses for your rank now, but yes.
Mm-hmm. And Erebus, right? Oh, no.
No, Erebus is
different. Yeah.
Yeah. It's also the Erebus makes it so your success threshold is higher to frenzy. And I think at rank 3, the default difficulty increases by 1.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you all run, you track down a deer, and you kill and eat and gorge.
All right. All right.
What's the plan?
Is it on the table that we're going to murder these guru?
Not at all.
No.
No.
All right. From there, part of me would say that it would be, for lack of a better term, pulling rank on them. But it might be, I will guarantee it's probably more nuanced than that.
I worry if we were to pull rank, for one, they could just challenge it and fight us, right?
But then it wouldn't be straight murder.
Yeah, but it maybe not to the Garu Nation, but to me.
Sam, can I burst into your house, tell you that technically as the GM of this game, you owe me your laptop, and then when you try and fight me on it, I pull out a gun and shoot you in the face? Is that technically not murder? What?
She did argue.
She did challenge you for the right. You accepted said challenge, and then...
You accepted the challenge. I threw down the gauntlet, and you said, hey, don't take my laptop. Kabam! Sorry, there wasn't a master right, so I chose the challenge of gun.
Well, you hit on a legitimate concern there, too, is if this is, like, Red Talons, there's no going to be telling them just to get the F out.
No,
Just about anyone member of the Gru Nation, actually. Let's not over-trivialize that, but we're either going to bluff the shit out of them and make them think that they're not supposed to be here, but territorially, they discovered a new cairn. Look at, that's a big deal for them.
It is, yeah. Or, because...
lost cairn to us.
This could be a rank challenge, even, for them. Like, it's... So, I suppose they're maybe young enough that we could trick them into thinking, like, hey... This is actually kind of like there is a hidden worm thing that has been hidden away here that needs to be hidden. Like, it needs to be sealed away again, and you need to leave, and we need to leave, and this place needs to be forgotten, because if the spirals were to find out about it, they would gain that back. I don't even know what that bluff would look like, but it would at least give them a reason and make it feel like it was purposeful that they had to go, and they could not be here, and it was in their best interest and the world's best interest for them to leave. But, like, again, I don't even know how that fucking bluff goes. I don't know.
It's possible that there are more Garu there now.
and not just those fosters.
Yeah, we could just go about saying that it's not worth hanging out here. There's better places. I prefer the bluff, but I mean, for a second option.
Well, I think that goes better with the bluff, to basically say like, hey, look, we know of this place. They could use more members, even Electric Peaks, which is crazy. But like, we could just be like, you know where you should go.
Yeah, Electric Peak, which doesn't have a, worm talon trapped
right
underneath here.
Who has subterfuge?
I do.
Excellent. Anyone else?
Yeah, I've got two dots.
Yeah, businessman. Right.
Good. Okay.
I also have persuasion.
That's why I don't talk during things like this.
I actually do have three dots in subterfuge.
Well, hot damn.
Eli has more subterfuge than I do.
Right.
He constantly lies to you about how happy he is.
I believe it. 100% believe it.
So I've only got two subterfuge. I've got a couple of conversational gifts. Persuasion, firm stance. Those are really, I think, the relevant ones.
That brings up a good point about the Electric Peak thing, though, right? It's like, hey, look, like there is a cairn here that we are desperately trying to keep. And y'all being here, the fact we have warriors here, do you know where you should be right now? Leave this alone. And that's a good kind of way to put it.
And we have our rank held, like the amount of rank in both of our packs has a heavy weight in that.
Right. Let's just assume none of these guru have ever seen us before.
Yeah.
They're not a bunch of Shadow Lords. We don't know the tribe.
If they're not Shadow Lords, and if they would be against being in a Shadow Lord Cairn, there are other Cairns we've been to that have few members that could probably do with more. So that's a pretty solid argument, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, choose any other Cairn. They need your help more than this empty, barren one, or, worm-tainted.
And that's barely subterfuge. Like, I mean, the worm-taint one is, but, like, the...
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing here? Go somewhere else. Are you crazy? You're gonna die out here alone.
This is leaning less towards subterfuge and more like making an argument for, no, we need to hold strong what we already have. Stop wasting resources.
Yeah.
Best part of being a lie is the truth.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
And so, I mean, and, we have a rune with large, scary fetishes and getting your ass beat, but, buying a rune is at least a normal enough thing. DV within the Gru Nation, but again, we're not killing anybody, right? But some fostering, getting their face slapped,
breaking some kneecaps, it's
pretty simple.
It's what we do.
Okay. I think this is a solid plan we have. Yeah,
and I would probably just stay out of the worm taint if there's a
I think this
somebody
is better.
Yeah. Sense worm.
I think this is a better path. Oh, sorry.
We could also appeal to the search of glory and renown as well. What are you doing here in the middle of nowhere? Go to this place.
That could actually be a thing that you do, is you kind of get them jazzed up. You hit them with some Galliard thing, as a song, and be like, get the hell out there and get after it. And it's like, yeah, these Guru came, they freaking pumped us up. We can give them some talons and be like, get out there, guys, go get them. Go back.
Youngsters with hot blood like you shouldn't be here guarding the cairn. You should be out there doing adventure. You leave that to us.
You have to go to the face. Right. Yeah. So,
something like that.
Are saying this. It's going to turn out they're like all 40. They're all forever fostering.
We could do. This is definitely people like, we know exactly who you are. This has been a cleverly laid trap and fuck you. Like, right.
Aha.
But this is the only thing, is like, we can either do that, we can either kind of, hey, look, I've been nice to you, but GTFO, you don't need to know, GTFO, go do the right thing. Like, you think we're here just because we want to be, and again, then if it really goes sideways, I guess that's it.
So you all start heading towards the Cairn grounds. As you feel yourself pass through and you see the hidden markers that only a guru would be able to see if they were looking out for it, to mark the border of the bond.
You want to howl for us, Tim?
Before we do that,
right?
I think howling's great. we just say we stumbled into here, we saw the markings. But I think we need a reason for being here to begin with. I don't think we've discussed that at all.
I mean, what?
I'm a silent strider. I'll just be like, yeah, I heard about it. Okay. And now we're here.
Okay. And before the hell, what form should we be rolling up in on?
I would just say our base form.
Okay.
So, Dim is in Lupus, everyone else Hamid?
I'm going to be in Hamid. I'm pretty sure we're in forests. So I'll be Hamid. Or Lupus. Fuck, Lupus. Sorry.
Fair enough.
All right, so Dimitri will howl then.
All right. Dimitri howls as you give the long introduction and you hear a howl back. You see a young wolf, excellent, well-kept coat, kind of come up as they greet you as Sunsinger, Galliard of the Children of Gaia.
A pleasure to meet you, Sunsinger. I am John, Absolves the Innocent.
Fostern of the Children of Gaia. What rank are all of you?
Athro of the Children of Gaia.
Eyes widen a bit.
I'm Matthew Healing Claws, Adrin of the Children of Gaia.
Rhonda, come and take them. Athro of the Getafenris.
I am Jebediah the Confessor, Alpha of the Enigma Technique, Athro of the Silent Striders.
I am Eli Trash Drummer, Adrin of the Bonars.
I am Bill Technospeak, Adrin of the Glasswalkers.
Oh, another Glasswalker. Good. We have a mixed pack. We got pulled in from all over the continent. I'm stateside myself. I was born in Yellowstone.
What brings you all the way up here?
A new Karen being open. The possibility to shape the politics and the structure of a sept at its inception was too good to pass up. Plus, it's something that, I don't mean to be rude, Rhea, but it's something that I've noticed our Hamid brethren don't seem to fully appreciate is how important all of the sacred places are equally, and why it is every Garu's duty to awaken them and keep them going so that the mother may live. But would you like to come into the Karen proper? See the others?
Sure. Give us a tour of the place.
Of course, as you start moving up and you see the beautiful rolling hills and mountains, they almost look like a seashore of green as the emerald waves touch and lick at the sky. As some of the other Garu look over and see you, you see the Glasswalker in overly expensive, like, camping shirt, pants, boots. He's got, like, the satellite phone strapped to his shoulder. As they all look and they all greet you, and we will see how this will all shake out next time. Thank you to everyone who listened. We'll catch you in that next episode. Bye.
Bye.
See you then.
Bye.